Shmuel Halpin.
Good morning. It's Dalet Kislev. It's the last thing to speak on Dalet Kislev. And I'm called after my elder side of Shmuel Halpin, whose Yutzah is today. Though it's a passing to Gazach, if it's Pinkta's Yutzah is today, just start off with a story from him, and that will already choose the topic. He was a Chartkeve Chusid, one of the very close Chsidim of the Psul Chartkeve, and the Rebbe once said, of the Esher Chartkeve, the Masters from the Zweite Chartkeve, yeah. The Rebbe once said a Torah, as Shteit Negemure, it's a Gemurah in Bruches. Kolonel Mo'ilam Hazeh B'loi Brucha Mu'al. The Gemurah brings there a few memories. Somebody has Anu from this world without making a Brucha properly. It's Mu'al. It's Goizam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemurah says a few Mamuras. So Pushup Shad, somebody has Anu from this world without making a Brucha. We eat by mistake without making a Brucha. It's Chas HaShulman, like we've stolen from the Eibishter. The Gemurah brings down Hashemayim Lashem Huris Nusan Levnei Udam. And the Mura afraid to steer of them. The Mura answers, "Can koidem a brucha, can acha brucha. Want to make a brucha? We buy the food off the Eibishter. That's how we pay him." So the Rebbe said, "There's a different pshat in the words in the Gemura. Kol anene, oilam hazeh, beloy brucha kili mual. If somebody has mua hanua from the oilam hazeh, then he has from when he made the brucha kili mual. Nachumul, somebody has mua hanua from eating the food, then the hanua which he had from making the brucha." It's as if he was Mu'al. That's what the Torah, the Rebbe said. the Hanua Ruchni for making a Brucha, if you had Mu'al Nua Gashmi from eating the food, and you had Hanua Ruchni for making the Brucha, it's Kilim Mu'al. So afterwards, the Zayde asked the Rebbe, as who can hold by such a darga? Who can be by such a darga? Well, the Rebbe Sul Chalkva answered him, he said, Rabbein Yakudish. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Nusi, before he was Nifta, the Gemara tells us, he lifted up all 10 fingers and he was made as a Nishnane Gehat me Oilam Haza, Afila Ge'etz B'Ketana. So the Azayda asked him back again, very nice, but who can compare to Rabbein HaKudosh? So the Rebbe answered him, the Heilige Rishna, before he was Nifta, said the same words, it was Bavist, it was famous, the Heilige Rishna used to live in a very, very wealthy type of a way. Something which was unseen and unheard of in that generation, definitely not for Tzadikim. And he also said before he was Nifta, I didn't have a Nua from this world even, I feel like Etzbe Ketana. So the Zayda asked again the Rebbe, very good, but who can compare to the Heilige Rishna? And he saw the Rebbe Sul Chartkeve, looked back at him, he saw that the Rebbe doesn't understand what he wants from him. He doesn't understand what he wants. And he told him, Ein Sach darf man wissen, one thing you have to know. If you're not up to that darga, you haven't started. You know, I don't know if the Zayda didn't know what he was talking about, then I definitely don't know what he was talking about. It gives us a bit of a perspective of what this heist, what's meant to be our goal and our shifa when we make a brucha. And I thought because of that, we'll talk maybe a little bit about bruchas, make a brucha before eating, a brucha by davening. The Rama brings down the Hilchas Bruchas, Perik Aleph, Aluch Gimel. The Bruchas Rabo is Tikni Chachumim, Derech Shvach, Vahidua, Vaderech Bakusha. Chazal made lots and lots of Bruchas. There were Mesakin lots of different types of Bruchas, which are Derech of giving Shvach to the Aibishta, Derech Bakusha from the Aibishta. Kedei Lizker is a Boirei Tomid. In order, the Tachlis of all these Bruchas were for a purpose that we should always remember the Aibishta. We should always remember the Boirei, our Creator, the whole time. Afal Pishlo, Inenu Lassumit. The next halucha and halucha dalet, it says same halucha, it carries on the same theme. Nimtzi kala bruchas kilon gimel mina. He goes through the bruchas and he says it comes out from all the different types of bruchas. There's three types. There's bruchas hanoya, bruchas we make before we eat something, before we have a nuf in this world. The bruchas hamitzvahs, or bruchas hidua shein derech shvach v'hidua bakusha. There's three types of bruchas. There's a brucha which we make on food or before we have a nuf in this world. There's a brucha which we say, and there on Birchus HaMitzvahs, before we put tefillin on, when we put a talis on. And a Birchus HaYidua, there are lots of Birchus which you say to thank the Eibishter. Asheyotza, Suda, Mechachma, we say lots of different Birchus to thank the Eibishter. And the Rambam, the next halucha from the one who just before, he repeats again the same thing. Why did they do these Birchus? Kedei, Lizker, Zaboyre, Tomid, Eliyir, Mimeni. In order that we should always remember the Eibishter, and we should have Yerushimayim from him. So you think about it, the Chazal purpose of each bruchah was that we should have a reminder every time. It's like a reminder again and again and again. Remember there's Hashem in the world. Remember there's Hashem. Remember there's a Boyer. Remember there's a Eivishter. And through that, we should remember to have Yir Shemayim. The Sol Shosh Avoyde writes that when a person makes a bruchah, he has to realize what a Nisach was saying. We have a Moedike privilege in the Nisach HaBrucha, which we are zoichet to say. We know when we daven Shemini Esra, Dalef Nemiyat Oimid, we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to daven, and we know we're standing Be'im of Yira. But really, every single bruch we make, we say the same Lushan, we say Noichach, we say the Lushan of a direct Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you Hashem. That means we are there. You can't say to somebody you if you're not standing in front of him and talking to him. So every time a person says the word Ato, he has to realize it should sink in. We're so used to it that we say it, but it should, the word Atah really is telling us clearly you are standing right now in front of the Eibishter, you're talking to him directly, you have a direct communication, you have a direct chance in order now to be able to say something to him, whether it's a bruch on a nanin, whether it's a bruch samitzes, whatever bruch it is. And I was talking once to somebody here, a younger man here from town, and he told me, I think it was a Friday night walking down the street, I don't remember, but he told me, which word is the most common word in the whole of Shemini Esra? So I never thought about it before. So I thought, no, maybe Burich or Hashem's name, probably Hashem. He tells me, I didn't check him up, but I assume he knows, he told me that he checked it. He told me the most common word is Ato. And he told me, it hits him every time he says, he tries, when he realizes that's the most common word, he tries every time he says the word Ato to be misboinen for a microsecond. That it's Taka Ato, he's talking directly to the Eibishter, Derech Noichach. And it's a subtle message, but once this message can click in. I don't know, so I'll leave everyone else can count, and if I ever get invited again, you can update me if it's right or wrong. Okay, well, it's there in front of us. Maybe he was looking at Nesach Ashkenaz, not Svad, or the other way around. Very good. Yeah. And maybe because of that we can understand the Gemara. The Gemara Menuchas tells us it was worth it for the discussion. It's not something much to discuss about. You can open up next of an iron is that's what we know. There's a famous halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Shafna Gemura, Chayev Udam Levurich Meir Bruches Bechol Yoyim. Why does a person have to make Meir Bruches Bechol Yoyim? Where do we know from Bechlal? So Gemura brings down Shneema Vato Yisruel Mo Hashem Lekecha Shoyim Imach. That's how much the Gemura brings down. But the Hemshech Hapusi goes further. Vato Yisruel Mo Hashem Lekecha Shoyim Imach. Eden, what's the Eibishter asking from you? Kim li yiros Hashem alekecho, oli tav yiros shemayim, leleches b'chol deruchov, and to go in the ways of the Eibishter, lehavo isoy, and to love him, v'lavo yidos Hashem alekecho, and to serve Hashem your God, b'chol levavcho, v'chol nafshcho, with your whole heart, to your whole heart and your whole nefesh. For now, Pusik Chazal Darshanas, imu, al tikri imu Elohim meyo. And instead of saying the word mu, we add an aleph in the middle and some meyah, and creates and means 100. Therefore, a person should remember, should say 100 bruchas every day. It's often like that we've just said before from the Rambam. The tachlis of saying bruchas is a person should remember who the Eibishter is, a constant reminder, a constant alert, and that will bring him to have Yiras Shemayim. The Lushna Rambam was Ol Yira Mimani. Automatically, through making bruchas, we're going to end up having Yiras Shemayim, and that's what says Be'etz. And the whole limit that we have, the mekoy that we have, they have to make Me'er bruchas b'chol yoyim. Says in that pusik, Taka Umu Hashem lekecho shomi imach kiim. The Yiras Hashem lekecho. Through making the Me'er bruchas b'chol yoyim, automatically a person is going to end up the matter of having Yiras Shemayim. So they have this constant reminder, constant reminder, which is telling him connect. Or in the modern word, sync, S-Y-N-C, with Eibishter 100 times a day at least, and every time you say his brucha, you should connect, and download again, if I'm allowed to say that, to who you are, what we're here for, and who's the boss of the world. Somebody asked Rabbi Sucha Frand when he was speaking about Me'er Bruchas B'chol Yoyim, so he went over to him after the Shi'a and he says, I don't understand, you really want me to think about the Eibishter 100 times a day? You want me to remember 100 times a day I have to connect and think and remember that Eibush is the Balabus, the Eibush is the Balabus? She asked me, I don't understand why not. You don't check your emails 100 times a day? You don't connect with your text messages 100 times a day? We all do. We just got to get used to the mode of connecting to something else 100 times a day. We all have those capabilities. Just don't use it. We get used to it and we bring it into our things which we're thinking about. Then it's something which is much easier to do. The Rebbe said once, Biyana Rebbe said once also, in the Lushna Pusim, which you just said before, which Chazal do not mea bruches, is Mo Hashem Elkecho Shoyl Me'imoch. Shoyl is a Lushna Hoiver. It's not something which Eibishter asked us once to do a long time ago. He asked us to do this the whole time, and every time that we keep on making bruches, as Eivis Tafsazan, we keep on making bruches and thinking, mea bruch al yoyim, it's a constant process which keeps on bringing us to have more Yerushimayim, and more Yerushimayim, and more Yerushimayim. There was a master once in the Chosef of Lublin, as a he had a Kabbalah school, and there was somebody trying, waiting to go into the Rebbe. He had never had a tzuris to leben. He came with a whole peckle of troubles and woes, and he wanted to tell the Rebbe everything. In the meantime, while he was waiting, it was his turn to go in, so the Gabbah asked him to wait a minute, because he needs to bring in the Rebbe a drink. And the door was left slightly open, and the Gabbah brought into the Chosef a glass of tea. And the Chosef took the glass of tea, and he made a brucha shahakul. Shaakul Nebed Wura and the glass of tea. And afterwards, he told the Zid that he can go in now to the Rebbe. When he came to the Choyza, he said he has nothing left what to say. He said, beforehand, I had a whole list of problems and surahs which I needed to tell you. But I saw the Rebbe making Shaakul Nebed Wura, I realized as Shaakul Nia Bidvuray. Everything which happens is made through because the Eibishter wants it that way. All of a sudden, everything I realized everything and it became so clear to me, I have no questions. I have no kashas, I have no tzuris. So the Chosef told him, you're 100% right. That is Taka translation, Shahakul Nia Bidvuray. And that is one of the reasons, he said, that's one of the there's a minik by a lot of Hasidic places, that after davening, you sit around, Matrik Dalachayim. Even without a yutzah, the yutzah is a kolshkein. What's it come from? So the Chosef said, it's because a person, before he goes out to business, and before he goes out to the street, before he goes out to the Olam Hazeh, he sit down and make a brucha shahakul nia bitvuri. That he should realize, and he should go into him, and he should be able to be mizboinen, that the Aibish is balabus, that's the best power and best protection, the best weapon we have before we go out to the world is to remember and to internalize Shahakul Nia Bidvuray. So the Rebbe told him, then for really to do that would be enough to drink a cup of water. You don't need to drink a bromph and to make Shahakul. To make Shahakul, you can drink a cup of water also. But somebody who realizes that's what Shahakul Nia Bidvuray means deserves a cup of bromph. That's a massive in the Chosef, in the Heilige Chosef. Stamba Mama Muska, in brackets, and add a little thing in. The Heilige Rishna was once asked, not to do with Bruchas, but the Heilige Rishna was once asked also, what's this minig? Somebody came with him with Tanis, that after davening, said the Mesnagdim Amu were much stronger than they were nowadays, and they had Tanis. He said, we sit and daven, and after davening we sit and learn Mishnayis, and we learn, and we call them Mesnagdim. And said, you chassidim, after davening, what do? You sit down, you drink bromph, and you're the chassidim, you're the ones who go lefnim mishir sadim. Well, how does it fit? So Heilig Rishna answered him, I'll tell you what the yisod of this reason is that we drink a lechaim after davening, I'll tell you. He said, when a person stelts a chavek daven, and a person stands before the Eibishter to daven, the sutta and the Yetzahura knows that something's going to happen over here. This is a person, a yid, he has a koich atfila, he has a koich to daven, he has a koich to poilos. He has koiches, so the sutton comes opposite him, and he stands also, and he makes sure he gets to work, and he gets to the job, and he tries to ruin it. And that's why it's hard for us to have kavuna, and that's why it's hard for us to daven properly, and even what we do daven, the sutton's busy trying to make sure the tillers don't go up. It's a battle. We finally finish davening, and what do? We sit around the table, we take out some bromfen, and some cake. What does the sutton say? Oh, now they've no worries about them anymore. They're already doing what I want them to do. He goes away. Once it goes away, then all the bruchas, which each one ventures the other one, each one l'chaim, and each yid ventures the other yid, and gives them a brucha, what you should have, such bruchas go straight up. Because the sultan's gone, he's gone on holiday. He thinks that his job is finished. So that's the reason that the Heilige Rishna said, the minig of sitting and drinking l'chaim after davening. But that was so we've got two reasons. We've got a shahakuni b'dvore, to internalize. And then another zach of the bruchas, we've got to remember chosh to give the bruchas, we drink l'chaim, chosh to vinch from one the other, that should have that tachlis also. Is do a sefer from Seyda Doiris, which isn't so bavist, it's called Seyda Lekitim. Seyda Doiris was famous in the back of the Gemara, how he went through always and he made the cheshbon of which Amoira lived where, and the names, because all has to, biography, all has to all fit, and all has to, he wrote another sefer called Seder Lekitim, which is a Lekitim of all many Kadmoinish Sfurim on a Maftayach of the Seder of Aleph Beis. So he brings down over there on that the sod, one of the reasons, the sodas that we have to make a brucha when we eat something, is because there are neshumas, which after Meir Ve'esrim go up to the next Avilt, and they were passed and they have to come back down, and so they weren't masakin, they were meant to be masakin. As we know, most of us, none of all of us, most of us are neshumas al gilgilim. We've been there and we've come back down again to do what we have to farech. And some neshumas aren't zoicha to come back in a tzira from people, and they come down in different forms. And there are neshumas which end up coming down in things which grow, in tzumeach. And the neshuma ends up being inside some type of fruit, some type of a vegetable, some type of a food, whatever the food is. And it davens and it beitzach an, he should be zoicha to arrive at the table of a yid, who's a shomer Torah mitzvahs, who'll make a brucha on him. And when he makes the brucha, sbirch sanenon, on this food, it releases the neshuma, and the neshuma can go back, its mimkaim is tikkun, and he can go back to wherever it needs to go. In, it brings down the Seidah Doyers, the Moir de Galushin, it brings down, well, Pisa nearly deserves Seida Brucha, that's the secret of a Brucha Shemavorchen ala Peiris, and every Brucha Rishoyin and every Brucha Achroina, Kdei Lahoitzi Haneshuma Shebetoich HaPri Elasakin, to bring out the Neshuma which is inside the fruit and to be Masakin it. Ve'im Shelo Yivurich Techila, if Chas HaShulam, the person forgot to make a Brucha first, Goyrim Ru G'doylen Haneshuma Shebeoise Pri, his Goyrim, a terrible tragedy for this neshuma which is inside this fruit. And sometimes a person can be judged with the pears which in the neshumas of his parents could be inside that pears which are there in front of him, which he's meant to eat. And if he doesn't make a brucha, he's stealing from his parents, and he's going bad things for himself. It's not that we understand these things at all, but if a person would think how a neshuma has been on this world for so long, and finally, after 120, has finally went upstairs, and finally had this judgment, Bezer Shomalo, and they find him lacking in a certain thing, and therefore he had to start a long journey again, and he had to be somewhere in some wheat somewhere, or somewhere else, and that was processed, and processed, and processed, and reprocessed, and we know how things get sent around the whole world, and he managed to get onto a Yiddish house, and not onto a Yiddish house, but somebody who's heat Torah mitzvahs and somebody this, and with a slip up, the first one forgot to make a brucha, can realize what a tragedy this is. There's a famous story, I don't remember which Rebbe it was, I think it was the Baal Shem Tov, but it's one of the songs nowadays in the Yiddish word songs. It's also that there was a Yid taker who came, I think it was the Baal Shem Tov, he saw a Yid once in the inn, and he saw him drink a glass of beer, and he noted the Yid didn't make a brucha, and he told him he should know that in this glass of beer was the neshum of your father. And because of that, which he'd forgot to make a brucha, he has to go start the whole journey back again. He waited and worked on this for so many years to get where he got to, and with one narishkeit, you lost it and you made him start all over again. And the Yidol son got such a shock, he said, whoops, I forgot, it's my father's yutzah today. So, now that we understand what, when and how, but we have to realize, however insignificant we feel we are, we still have the power and the capabilities of doing tremendously high things. And when we make a brucha, we realize what we're saying, it does things a lot higher and a lot more stark than we think that we're doing. Even nowadays, sometimes I think these things are only from Mulige Zeiten. There was Bayan Rebbe once said by a Tish, because he was very in a spool, he said, it came to him a Baal Tshiva was a Yid who came from America, I think, to learn in Eretz Yisrael. And he was a Baal Tshiva, was working himself, he lately became Frim. And he told the Rebbe, asked him how he's going, and how he's going in Yeshiva, and how he's doing. And he told the Rebbe he's worried a little bit that he's putting on weight. And he's scared that he's not being so healthy as he should be. So the Rebbe asked him what he eats. So he told me he washes for breakfast, for lunch, and for supper. So I don't know how many people here know about these issues, but I know that there's a problem. If you wash for breakfast, lunch, and supper, you're going to gain weight. So the Rebbe told him, maybe you shouldn't wash 3 times a day. Maybe you shouldn't wash, maybe once a day. Maybe you should wash early for Shabbos. Maybe you shouldn't eat so much bread. The Rebbe told, so he told the Rebbe, he can't do that. So since he started benching, he feels such a chias with every word of benching. He has to eat 3 times a day because he has to bench 3 times a day. He has to bench 3 times a day. He has no other choice. He has to wash in order to do it. The Rebbe came out after that. He said he was so nisbul. That's mamish. what we were saying at the beginning, that's mamish something which he wants to make a brucha. Because we want to make a brucha, so we've got to go and find something to eat. There's another sweet story, a famous story. I don't get to remember which Rebbe was with. There was a Yid who saw his Rebbe an apple. Yeah, famous story with apples. Good to say it over. There was a Rebbe who, it was a chusid who was once by his Rebbe in the evening, and he saw after Maariv, the Rebbe took an apple and he made a brucha. So he ate and he ate the apple. The after Rebbe? Oh. So, the after Ruv. And he saw him, and that was his Seder. Every day after Maariv, he used to eat an apple, make a eight. So he decided, if that's the Rebbe does, it must be a gross avoider. So he's going to start doing the same thing. So he started fear and aminik every night after Maariv. He used to sit down at home, used to eat himself an apple, and he felt all good with himself. Here, he's already becoming a big tzaddik. And one day, whatever it was, it came out of conversation with the after Ruv together that discussing his Seder Yoyim. So finally, he's got a chance to be able to tell the Rebbe where he's up to in his Ruchnias. So he sits down and tells him, as his Shachar says, over here, and he learns over here, and he walks over here, and he dams over here. Until finally, after Maariv, he sits down and eats an apple. So, an apple? What do you sit in an apple for? What do you mean, what in an apple for? So the Rebbe always eats an apple after Maariv, so I always thought to eat an apple. He said, yeah? He said, I'll tell you why I eat an apple. So from the beginning of the day, I want to thank the Eibishter for all the nice things and beautiful things he created. I don't get a chance until after Maariv to sit down and eat something, an apple, to be able to tell him Baboy Priyo ate for the apple that he created. And you're the whole day busy worrying, wondering and thinking and hoping, when am I going to eat this apple? And therefore you built. And I'm the whole day thinking and wondering, when am I going to make a Berchus Baboy Priyo ate? A little bit of a difference between the two, but not any and stand having a minute to want to eat an apple every evening. It's the same Yisod, it's all the same reflection. What's the bruchas which we're going for? Is a bruchas that we're going for because we want to make a brucha and connect to the Eibishter. And we realize that and we have a moedik, a koyach, and a power to be able to tee off very big things. Let's go back to Meir Bruchas, maybe just a few words of Meir Bruchas. On Umwa Shamalekacha Shom Imoch Kim Liyiro, we said Chazal Da'ash Na'atikr Mu Elomeo. And don't know how many people realize that it's not a Inyan and it's not a Sgila, but it's the same Shulchan Aruch that writes all the other Haluchas in Shulchan Aruch is Halucha, it's Simon Mem Vuv, Siv Gimel, and the Mechaba says, Chayiv Udom Lavuruch Meir Bruchas, L'chol Apuchas Meir Bruchas B'chol Yom. The person has a Chiyiv to make at least 100 Bruchas every day. And the Mishabit on the Seyda Lekitim brings down again from the Surah Moir, so a very beautiful Nekidah. The Pusik that we learn out from, this Mu Hashem Elokecha Shomi Imoch, has 99 letters inside that Pusik. It's a very long Pusik. Mu Hashem Elokecha Shomi Imoch, Kim Liyos Hashem Elokecha. What was the whole lesson before? Kim Liyos Hashem Elokecha, Lechad B'chol Derucha, V'le'avo Yitzlei, V'le'avo Yitzlei, V'le'avo Yitzlei, V'le'avo Yitzlei, V'chol Nafshecha. It's a long Pusik. There's 99 letters in there. And Chazal Darsh Naltikri Mu Elomeo. They've gone added in another letter in the middle of the word Mem Hey. They've added in another Aleph. Together it's 100. That's the remez of the 100 Bruchas which Chazal Taka gave us a Chiyuv to make every day. And the Meir Bruchas B'chol Yoyim, the Shabir brings down the whole Chesh on how we get to Meir Bruchas. And generally, in a weekdays, Hitan is no problem. It's no problem because we have three big Shmon Esrus, 19 Bruchas each. And then we have a whole Birchus HaShacha, and we have Sidus that we eat. Mishabir makes a very interesting Chesh, Mustam Hu'ur Ba'alman. Mishabir says in every Sidah there's 8 Birchus. There's a Until Sidaim, we're talking about somebody who washes 3 times a day again. Until Sidaim, a Hamoitzi, 4 Birchus in benching. And he always reckons that every single time a person benches, he's going to make brucha ala zim and ala kos. And then you've got a boy priya gufen and ala gefen. Shabiri brings down every seed that he reckons as 8 bruchas, which is a great chiddush, because even if there would be a matzav of zimun, l'choira only one person would be making that gufen and ala gefen. But when he reckons it, he reckons 2 seeds a day, and to both seeds he reckons it as 8 bruchas in it. But even without that, I think during the course of a whole day, he doesn't reckon in Ashiyotzas, he doesn't reckon in any Birch Sanenins, he doesn't reckon in anything else. And he gets the Chesh Mishbir of 108 Bruchas a day, which a person makes through Shmona Esras and through benching and through Birch Sashacha. He doesn't add in Ashiyotzas and Birch Sanenins. Therefore, even if we don't have 2 Sidus a day, I mean, we eat more than 2 Sidus a day, but we don't wash and bench, and if we don't bake Birch Sazimen, we should, generally, in a normal person's day, he'll make Meir Bruchas. So therefore, that might be the reason why people don't really think about it too much, because it goes in the program. We do it anyway. It's one of these bruchas, one of these mitzvahs which we have to do, but we do it anyway. But when with Shabbos, Yom Tov, Tanis, and Yom Kippur is Kol Shkein Shebe Kol Shkein, we have a serious problem of getting to Meir Bruchas. Because even though we have an extra Shemin Esrei on Shabbos, so we have an extra Shemin Esrei, but each one is only 7 bruchas. So during the week we have 3 times 19 is 57. And during Shabbos we have 4 times 7 is only 28. So we're missing a gewaldig amount of bruchas. In there are other things which we make more. We wash 3 times. Shabbos makes a chesh, we're washing 3 times on a Shabbos, which is tak we do. And that everyone washes 3 times. So we have at least 6 bruchas of each seder, even if we don't bench al haziman. And once made a chesh for myself, the bruchas of Shabbos does reckon, which he doesn't reckon, the ones which I know I make, which ones with. Is I'm ready to chesh, I need 20 bruchas every Shabbos. Every Shabbos I need 20 bruchas. It doesn't sound so much, because if a person sits down and he eats by a kiddush, he can make easily an agufan, a shahakul, a mazoinus, a borinafushas, an alamichya, and hoeitz, if there's something there which is hoeitz in a kiddush. It's very easy to make 5-6 bruchas in one go. But it only happens if you think about it. It's not a big avoider. Especially when it comes to eating, it's not a big avoider. All we're asking somebody is to sit and eat. But if you make a chesh, if you keep count of what you're up to, it's something which is very simple to do. But I found if I don't keep count, I cannot never do it. Those 20 bruchas, unless you have it in a mindset that I've got to go and count these 20 bruchas, you ended up not doing them. Because between the meals, especially on a short Shabbos like it is now, there's not much time. You don't end up eating here and there, gnashing during the afternoon. You've combed bench for the seder, and not long after you have to go to mincha already. There's not many different opportunities to go and make separate bruchas. So you go to Shulam Zucha, and you makpid, you try and take one of each thing which there is. You try and look around a little piece of cake, or a bizli, or whatever it is, with a haduma, a arbus, with a shahaku. You can only make 4 or 5 bruchas together very easily. So get that. So Pashas, you see from this, the way the Mishabiri makes the cheshun of the bruchas, so he makes the cheshun, we start from night till by night. A Yiddish a day, chayv wudin levur berech bruchas v'chol yoyim, goes from by night till by night. The only zach is, which the Paschim are clearing on that, what's going to happen when we make early Shabbos? So if a person makes Davin's Marv early, see if he Davin's Marv every night early, it doesn't have a problem, because he's got yesterday's Marv, and he'll always have the 3 Marvs within the 24 hours. But if he's only Davin Shabbos early, which is something which is very common. People only make Shabbos early, so they're going to end up with their Friday night Shemun Esra. It's going to be by day, still on Friday, and they're going to be missing 7 bruchas and Brichas Krishma. They're going to be missing a few bruchas. So Poskim bring down Machloek of Pashas is Mashman the Poskim that we take on always, that if both was Makabel Shabbos, then the Shabbos as the Kedisha brings down. You've got the same issue with benching of Shalashidus. We're reckoning in the bruchas of benching to the mayor bruchas. But very often, if not, especially in winter, it's probably always, we're benching after Nacht. If we're benching after Nacht, then those bruchas will belong to Sunday. So we're going to end up losing bruchas. Beginning with Shabbos and the end of Shabbos, we're going to end up not having many bruchas left on Shabbos. Even without, we'll have to start trying to make 30, 40 bruchas on Shabbos. Right. So we say it's like you see it's a dinner Shabbos. The Shabbos have got mayor bruchas. The post can take on generally. We take on that even if you make early Shabbos, it's considered Shabbos as long as what you're doing is belongs to the Shabbos. But the post want to say it's dafka by Shabbos because Shabbos has a koyach to make because it's got kedushas of Shabbos. It has that koyach. On a general day, it might not be like that. If we want to look at Chuva a little bit in Pisgah Chivas, it brings down the whole machlokes, it brings down the whole issues. But let's go back. What do we do on a day when we have a problem? We have a day Shabbos. We said. Okay, 20 bruchas a person can manage Shabbos. Especially if he gets given an aliyah, so he has another 2 bruchas. If he gets mafte, then he has another many bruchas. I think there's 6 bruchas, if I'm not mistaken. And if he gets mechibed with a breitel sometimes, and nobody wants to go to the to daven Shabbos mincha. But if he realizes he's got another 7 bruchas, then it's much easier for him. He just saved himself from having to go and eat again arbus and shahakal and agufa and amazonis. So the Pasuk said about Chazur Sashat. So he says, why is somebody missing bruchas? Let's go back to, again. On a Tanis, we've got another problem. We're missing at least 1 meal. But generally, 1 meal we're missing, we can normally get away with it. The biggest problem is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we have small Shemin Esrei. We have Taka 5 of them, but we only have 5 times 7. And then again, we have another problem that we can't eat anything. So we're ending up on a normal Yom Kippur, you're missing well over 30 bruchas. And there's nothing to make the bruchas on. Because you can't go and eat to be mashlim all the bruchas. So the Mishabiri brings down about besumim, a person should make besumim, should make a bruch on besumim. But how many bruchas can one make on besumim? You can make a mini besumim, a atzi besumim, an itzvei besumim. You can't do it non-stop, because if you do it non-stop, it's going to be a bruch on levatula. And that'll be much worse off than having not being done your mea bruchas b'chol yoyim. So you have to try every now and again. You have a chance in the Gelegen Height. There's another brucha, by the way, Anoisen Reich Toiva Peiris, which is normally very easy to do in that time because there's a Srogim ready on the market. It's just 4 days before Sikkis. And so, but how often? So even a person does it, he's mashing a few bruchas, he's still generally going to be missing quite a number of bruchas. And the Eitzav name is to be Yoitzav Birchas HaToira, which each person goes over to make a brucha in the Torah. Be'emes, it's a chiyuv on everybody. So therefore, the Birchas HaToira, he's really been moitzi everyone. You can listen to them with Yoitze. Same with Birchas HaToira. And there you have that Sai Shachris and Sai Bamincha. And that's also an Eitzav for Shabbos. So somebody has a problem and he can't mash me'er bruchas. So he realizes all of a sudden Bamincha that he hasn't mash me'er bruchas yet. So b'dievet, he can be Yoitze with being listening to Yoitze. And Chazus HaShatz is brought down as Mamish HaShatz HaTchak Mamish to be able to Yoitze with Chazus HaShatz. Because it's not really being moitzi me the Chazan anymore. It's Samush Chazal and Masakin, but because we're Beki and we're not being Moitzi with the Chazan, Yoitzi with the Chazan, instead of it's Mamash HaShasad Chak to be Yoitzi, the Meir Bruchas through Chazur Sashatz. Oh, but it's... I guess if somebody has to... If that itself, which we're busy thinking about, Birch Sanenin, if we're busy worrying on Shabbos, even once a week, how are we going to make the Meir Bruchas? It reminds us the whole time, constantly, it's like a weekly reminder of what we're making bruchas for. We have to make bruchas, we've got a reason, we've got to get a certain number of bruchas, what we're doing this for, in order to remind us that we've got to be connected 100 times a day in order to sync back with Eivishter, in order to be able to have a shaykhus back again.
Yom Kippur is the day when you're being synced with the Kaddish Baruch Hu.
That's right. Very good. Okay. Pashas it counts as twice because there's a machlokas and there's a chakir and achrein and what the reason why you have to say all of Yalav Yuvoi. You weren't yoytze the whole Shmoneh Esra, or you didn't get Yalav Yuvoi, but you had Shmoneh Esra. So if you were yoytze the whole Shmoneh Esra, you just missed that Yalav Yuvoi, then if you say it over again, you'll get all the bruchas again. Whatever. It's a shayna shala. And I'm not ending with avot, a little bit early, we're not ending with aimvot. On the four emus, there's, I think it was Rebbeinu, he was the Eidim from the Eshes Sadigei Rebbe, who was the son of the Heilige Rishna. He said a gewaldige Wort. I think people say it over already now, it gets said over from lots of different people. Kenza, noch a few Yidden said it. There's four times it says the word Mu. There's four psikim. There's Mu Hashem Elikecho Shom Imach Kim El Yiro, we just talked about the whole time. There's Mu Reav Tivcha Shetzifant El Reacho. Mu Ad Shimcha B'chol Uretz. In Mu Enosh Kisiz Kereni. There's a beautiful Mushel. There was once a king who was going on the way, and he was going in the forest, he was hunting, he went on a trip, and they got lost, and they couldn't find their way out. And it was cold, and it was raining, it was wet, and finally they saw from the distance a little house, a little hut in the middle of the forest. Oh, a yeshia, they're going to get saved, they're going to find something, they're going to have somewhere to warm up, they're going to have something to do. And they came to this hut, and they said the king is stuck in the forest somewhere. There was messengers were sent around all over and said the king is stuck somewhere, and he asks if you can give him some fire. If we have some fire, we'll be able to warm, make a fire over there, we'll be able to bring it back, we'll be able to make something warm, we'll be able to, if you can give some fire. And this, obviously a very simple person living all by himself in the middle of the forest, said no, not interested. He said, what do you mean you're not interested? You know who's asking you for this? It's the king. Not interested. He said, who are you already? Some simple schlepper living here in the middle of nowhere who not interested. He said, what is he asking from you already? A little bit of fire. Not interested. He said, he's going to reward you through it on a scale that you've never known before. You have not. He's going to give you a reward. He said, that's what we say, these four moves is boinanus, which you say a person should make before davening. These are the four psikim. We have to think how big the Eibishter is, how small we are, what's he asking from us already, and how much is he going to pay for it. Say mu'ad shimcha b'chol uretz. The Eibishter mu'ad shimcha b'chol uretz. You're the Almighty, as they translate. That's something which this the gresh the zach which is do. On the other hand, we got a trach shiflus atzmoi mu enoish kisiz kereni. What are we? We're pushitas, simple people. And what's the Eibishter asking from us already? Mu Hashem elokecha shol mi'imach. The Gemur Taka asked years mila zitrusi. It's such a small thing. Okay, by Moshe Rabbeinu it was a small thing. But you see, the Eibishter is just asking us for 2 hours. Put your input into it. And what's going to be for it? More of tivcha shetzafantel reyecho. What loads of goodness which is waiting, which is hidden for you, for the people of Yerushalayim. We should be zoicha taket to be able to make bruchas and think what we're saying. And we should be zoicha to the tefillas al kem mekibu vein, say by davening, say by the lechaim after davening. Oh,